From the campus of Maharshi University of Management, you are listening to World Radio KHOE 90.5 FM and to the program A Chat with the Dean, with Dean and faculty here at MUM, Dr. Kathy Guarini. And with us today is Rajeshree Candace Batchett and Dr. David and Dr. Peter Scharf, have coordinated the upcoming WAVES conference to be held here at Maharshi University of Management. I think that's July 31st.
Yes.
July 31st. So welcome, Rajeshree Candace and Drs. David and Peter Scharf and Dr. Guarini.
So first of all, I'd like to know what is WAVES, and then we can find out what WAVES conference is. What is WAVES?
WAVES is the World Association for Vedic Studies. It's the premier international organization for Vedic studies. It has connections to many leading academics from Indian universities, European universities, and all over America. Many very highly regarded people. A leading Indian jurist is going to be coming to this conference, and many world-class scientists of Indian background.
So tell us more about the conference. This is an organization, and they have a yearly conference, and this year it will be at MUM.
Their conferences have been, they started in 1996, and now they're meeting biannually. And they met 2 years ago in Trinidad, and often they meet at University of Massachusetts, at the Dartmouth campus. Mm-hmm. There's a large Indian community there, and both on faculty and a large student population from India. And so they have an active Indic studies center. Balram Singh is a world-class chemist, actually, and he sponsors the program at UMass. So
it's interesting because so many of the Vedic scholars in our Transcendental Meditation organization have been presenting at the WAVES, or World Association for Vedic Studies Conference. For the past, I would say probably past 10 years, we've had representatives speaking there. And the way that this collaboration came about, whereas WAVES decided to hold their conference this summer at MUM, it resulted from the conference in 2012. As David was saying, that conference was held at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. And I had been invited to speak by Dr. Singh, who was collaborating with Lothar Pirk at that time, who was running the Lancaster facility there in Massachusetts. And they were collaborating on some focus on Ayurveda. So Dr. Singh had invited Lothar to speak, and he had mentioned that he would like to also have some women speaking. They would like to kind of involve more women in these conferences. And Lothar suggested that I speak, and so that's how I ended up presenting that year. David had been presenting a number of times, and Dr. Peter Scharf, who's with us today also, who is really a world-renowned Sanskrit expert and a governor of the Age of Enlightenment, he's also presented, and Dr. Bill Sands has presented, and some of our PhD students, Park Hensley was there at the time. And we just had an opportunity to really interact with a lot of the kind of leading members of WAVES, the people who had founded it, and somehow in a panel discussion, I think that was actually last year at the Vedant Congress, this whole idea of the practical application of Vedant, this was the subject of a panel discussion, and a number of us from the TM organization were there, and we gave a presentation which I think impressed everyone participating, because certainly Maharshi has done more than anyone ever. He has demonstrated the practical application of the philosophy of Vedant. So that led to our extending invitation to all of them to come to MUM, and one thing led to another, mm-hmm. and then a couple of the members of the board of directors of WAVES last summer came to see MUM and the whole community. They were overwhelmed. They had no idea something like this existed here in the cornfields of Iowa, and they got very excited about holding the conference here. So that's how it all evolved, and this is how it's turned out that MUM has collaborated with WAVES to hold, I believe it is the 11th World Association for Vedic Studies conference here, and I guess it seems that they're going to be, Peter, you can confirm this, Peter is the co-chair of the conference this year, and it seems that we have about 60 scholars from around the world who are coming to join our 40 Vedic scholars from our organization who will be presenting.
Yes, there are a number of very prominent speakers who will be present at the conference. Some of them are quite familiar to the meditating community here in Fairfield, Iowa. John Hagelin will be speaking. Of course, everybody knows he's a renowned physicist and public policy expert. He was the candidate of the Natural Law Party for president a few years ago. So he's going to be speaking on the quantum origins of consciousness, higher states of consciousness, consciousness in the unified field. And Nancy Lonsdorf, who everybody knows also, is a Johns Hopkins-trained medical doctor and highly regarded Ayurvedic physician. And she's been the author of a few books on Ayurvedic health and women's health. She will be followed also by Dr. Robert Schneider, who has conducted research on the Transcendental Meditation Program and Ayurveda in collaboration with very renowned research organizations throughout this country and the world. And, of course, Craig Pearson will be speaking. Craig Pearson, who's the vice president of Maharshi University of Management, and the author of a book that just came out called The Supreme Awakening, Developing the Infinite Potential Within. And that I've read that book cover to cover. It's absolutely a superb volume of an explication of the experiences of enlightened sages, philosophers, religious leaders, musicians, mathematicians, people from all walks of life who have written about their experiences of higher states of consciousness. And what Craig did was interpret those experiences in terms of Maharshi's very clear map of development of consciousness in the seven states of consciousness. Craig Pearson is going to be followed also by Fred Travis, who everybody knows has conducted significant research on the electroencephalography of higher states of consciousness. Ken Chandler, who's writing a book on similar to Craig Pearson's approach, but focusing specifically on the philosophy and the philosophy similarities between ancient Greece and the Vedic tradition. He's also working on some other books in similar lines on religious experience and the significance of religious ideas. And these speakers from our community will be complemented by some very renowned speakers who are experts in Indology from India and other parts of the world. So the co-chair of the conference with me is Dr. Shashi Tiwari, who recently retired from Delhi University and is a very distinguished and well-loved Sanskrit professor. She taught there for 39 years. She was given a number of awards by various organizations in India and held broadcasts of 150 talk shows on All India Radio. And Dr. Ashoka Klujkar, who taught Sanskrit at the University of British Columbia for 37 and a half years. Ashok has also received a number of awards himself. He's written books on Bhartahari, the renowned philosopher of Sanskrit language and Sanskrit grammar, who discussed many of the ideas that Maharshi himself speaks about with different levels of speech and the subtle range of speech down to the transcendental speech. This is an idea first discussed in detail by Bhartahari in the 5th century. So, David mentioned that Vaidnanda will be speaking. Vaidnanda is the director of the International Legal Studies Program at the University of Denver and an internationally renowned jurist. He was also the former president of the World Jurist Association and president of the World Association of Law Professors. He received many awards as well, the Gandhi King Ikeda Award in 2004, the United Nations Association of Human Rights Award in 1997, a World Legal Scholar Award in 1990. He's written some 22 books on international law, as well as published elsewhere.
And he's been a visiting faculty at MUM.
I didn't know that. That's terrific.
Yes.
When was he here?
Oh, in the past decade.
Wow.
I can't remember exactly, mm-hmm. but he came and taught a course with Bill Goldstein.
Oh,
he's
wonderful.
Come at least twice that I remember. Hmm. Yeah, he's a Siddha, and he's very... very interested in Vedic study, even though his work is in political science or peace studies.
Mm. Yes, he's a great proponent for world peace.
Yeah.
So I can see how he would be interested.
He's very interested
in Maharshi's technologies.
Fascinating.
There's also Dr. T.S. Rukmini will be coming. Dr. T.S. Rukmini also taught Sanskrit and Indian philosophy for about 45 years at Concordia University in Montreal. And she is the author of a book making an edition and translation of some commentaries, actually Vedanta commentaries on Yoga Shastra.
Hmm.
So we're looking forward to having a very lively panel on the topic of yoga with her and Bill Sands, who just published a book on yoga philosophy.
Yes, wonderful book.
Yeah.
So this is...
Rajiv
Malhotra will be speaking. There are a couple of speakers, prominent speakers in the World Association for Vedic Studies itself. Rajiv Malhotra is a writer who's been very engaged in countering centuries-old biases regarding India in the academic literature, and he's been the author of a number of books. One is called Being Different: An Indian Challenge to Western Universalism. So there's this common idea that the knowledge in Europe and the United States is universal, and the knowledge everywhere else in the world is particular to that particular culture. Rajiv Malhotra is very active in... He's not a doctor, actually. He was a businessman in this country, a very successful businessman, retired, and in his retirement has taken up academic research.
Rajiv, as Peter said, was very successful in business. He retired at the age of 44. And this has been his project. He's concerned about a phenomenon he calls digestion, where usually Western people will take Indian concepts, digest them, and then put them out as their own ideas. And anyway, Rajiv is writing books on that topic, and his concern is that by not acknowledging the sources, the Vedic sources of this powerful knowledge, people will get some benefit, but they won't know where to look for deeper understanding after they've gotten the surface values. And it happens an awfully lot, and he thinks that's actually quite critical, because kind of you just look at the newspaper and there's a lot going on. And
yoga even now covers a wide variety of things that doesn't seem to have anything to do with Vedic knowledge.
Right, right.
You know, it seems like yoga today just means exercise to most people anyway.
Right. So this Vedic knowledge is really very powerful, and it's not just static in the past, but it has the power to transform civilization in a positive direction.
Well, I think he'll be very amazed to see what we've done here and how we have consistently given credit to Maharshi, to the Vedic tradition.
He has a tremendous respect for the TM organization just for that reason, because we are conscientious about acknowledging our indebtedness to Maharshi in the Vedic tradition. So he and the other Vedic scholars in the waves really appreciate the MUM community.
You are listening to KHOE 90.5 FM on the MUM campus. My name is Kathy Guarini, and you are listening to A Chat with the Dean. And we have here Dr. Peter Scharf, Dr. David Scharf, and Raj Rajeshwari Candace Badgett, and we're talking about the Waves Conference. And so far all we've said is it's this summer, but I would like to know when it is, where it is, and how people here can attend the conference.
Well, the conference will take place from the 31st of July to the 3rd of August in Dalby Hall in the Argyro Student Center on the MUM campus. It's open to the public, local public here in Fairfield, Iowa, and the Maharshi University of Management community. That's part of Maharshi University of Management community's contribution to hosting this conference.
It's free to local Fairfield people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do they need to register?
They'll register the day of the conference. There'll be tables set up in the Argyro lobby.
Okay, so what time?
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st is registration.
So and are there limits to the number of registration?
No, everybody is welcome.
This is fabulous.
Yeah.
And certainly people are welcome to attend certain sessions. If they're unable to attend other sessions, that's fine. And they're going to be evening plenary talks, and that's where everyone comes together to hear one speaker. There will be some entertainment. The pundits, the Maharshi Vedic pundits, will be inaugurating the event. And on Sunday afternoon, August 3rd, again, they will be there in Dalby Hall for a performance of Vedic recitations, along with a very esteemed Gandharvan who's coming from Florida. His name is Pandit Nankishore Mule, and he has played for Maharshi in the past. He's played at many of the conferences that have been held at our world capital in Vlodrop, Holland. And he plays an instrument that has 100 strings. It's the precursor to the piano. And he's really quite well respected, and he's very excited about coming and participating. So I think it's going to be very full. And as Peter was just saying, and was just giving you an idea of some of the speakers, also Michael Sternfeld is going to be talking about the Ramayana and all the leadership qualities that are expressed in the Ramayana, and I believe a very brilliant mathematician named Dr. Kathy Guarini is also the dean of faculty is also going to be making her very, very profound contribution at this conference. So there's going to be a very, very diverse range of topics covered. We're going to have panels. There's going to be a women's panel to discuss women's issues in light of Vedic science. And again, for all of our listeners who are not so familiar with Vedic science or what Veda means knowledge, and Vedic science is simply a science that penetrates to the underlying universal principles that guide the evolution of this whole universe and guide the evolution of human development. And it's very relevant and very profound. It's relevant for everyone, and the whole theme of this year's conference is Vedic living in a modern world. And in essence, what that is saying is that these Vedic principles have very practical application, and they're really universal principles that can be found at the very basis of every tradition of knowledge, every spiritual tradition, every philosophical tradition, and that's what many of our speakers are going to be bringing out. So I think no one should feel intimidated by the scholarly qualifications of many of the speakers. I think all of this is going to be very down-to-earth and very relevant to everyone. Really an exciting time that we really hope our whole community will take advantage of this unique opportunity and come and enjoy.
And have you planned any special events or tours or things for people that are coming from out of town?
Yes, absolutely. There'll be... Well, let me back up a little bit, because we gave a tour to Sashi Kedrawal, who's the president of WAVES, and Dhiru Shah, who's the treasurer. As Candace was mentioning earlier, she met them at the previous conferences and invited them to come, and they actually stayed at the Raj. And Don Wolf and I gave them a tour, and we went to MSAE, and Christine Albers gave a very professional discussion about what MSAE is. And we went to the Vedic Observatory. They got a tour. Tommy Brooks gave them a tour of the Pundit campus. And they just loved everything they saw, the Sustainable Living Center. After the MSAE tour, for example, they were talking with Christine Albers, and they kept on saying, why doesn't anybody know about you? If we had known, we would have sent our children there. And many of the Indian community, the Indian diaspora in America, they send their children to Phillips Academy and over, you know, these prep schools. And if they had known about MSAE, they would have sent them here, because they're very concerned that their Vedic culture, their Vedic tradition, their heritage will be suppressed and forgotten, and they'll get assimilated with all American values. And they don't want to lose that precious heritage. So they really loved us, and they loved what we're doing, and they want this conference to be an opportunity for us to showcase what we've done in preserving the Vedic culture.
So people from out of town will have opportunities to for yes. similar introductions.
So they'll have a tour similarly. On Thursday, we have buses lined up. Don Wolf is organizing to have tour buses take the visitors around, again, to MSAE and to the Sustainable Living Center and the Vedic Observatory and the Pundit campus. When we took Sashi and Dhiru to the Pundit campus in August, Tommy Brooks took them, and Bhupendra, who is the senior person there, got in the car with them, and they were all speaking Gujarati. They're from the same province. And they were just astonished to see this right in the middle of the Iowa cornfields, authentic Vedic pundits. And again, they just loved it, and they're very excited to have the conference here and to interact with us.
So people will be taking a tour on Thursday and registering. Will there be talks on during the day on Thursday?
Thursday evening.
The conference will begin Thursday, conference formally will begin Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
And that's with the pundits?
Brief invocation by some pundits, and there'll be speeches by the Vice President of the University, Craig Pearson,
and also Girish Momaya is coming from Vlodrop to speak, and we'll be introducing Maharishi and his legacy, and then Dr. Neil Patterson will be speaking. So, and he'll be speaking on really all of Maharishi's vision for transforming life on Earth. The whole legacy will be introduced to the whole audience at that time as the opening the opening talks for the conference.
And the next day, the next 3 days, we'll have talks scheduled from 9 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, and again from 7 to 9:30 or 9:45 in the evening. As Rajeshwari Candace mentioned, we'll have plenary talks, which will be very interesting for everybody in the evening, but we will also have some other plenary talks at 9 o'clock in the morning for about 45 minutes, and immediately after lunch from about 1:30 to 2:45.
And is there some place online people could get the program and so they could see what the talks are? Or do they need to just find out at registration?
Yes, there will be a schedule of the talks online at www.wavesinternational.net. And are we going to put one up also at www.mum.edu?
I think we can certainly put up a link.
www.wavesinternational.net. That's correct.
Okay. And then also we will be handing out the schedules at registration. And there are lots of changes right up to the last minute on those schedules because sometimes people's planes get delayed and we've been warned by Waves that it tends to change right up to the last minute, but there should be a schedule that we'll be making available to the community about a few days before the conference.
Great.
So,
I noticed our advertisement in the source today. Shepley Hansen designed a beautiful advertisement for us. You'll find it a quarter page ad in the source. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some announcements in the Fairfield Weekly Reader a week or two before the conference as well.
For anyone who doesn't know what plenary is, it simply means that in an academic conference, usually there are many breakout sessions. So there could be five speakers all speaking at the same time in different rooms. And this is because we have to accommodate more than 100 speakers within 3 days. And but there will be sessions when there will be one speaker and everyone, the whole conference, will come together to hear that one speaker. So,
and the special sessions will also be of interest. We'll have a special session on yoga, a session on Sankhya, a session on each of the six systems of Indian philosophy, several sessions on Vedanta, some sessions on Maharshi Vedic science, some sessions on neurophysiological research, and so on. So various
sessions on Ayurveda
and Stapatya Veda, right, and the Maharshi effect, bringing about world peace, some ideas about the application of Vedanta in establishing peace in the world. So there'll be many very interesting topics in all of these special sessions as well as the plenary talks.
So really, people do need to register early to get the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And registration is on Thursday, July 31st.
Yes.
Starting at
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
4 p.m. in our Jira lobby.
Yes.
Or they can look online, because I don't think they want to be running around deciding where to go at the last minute. They need to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, registration for Fairfield residents is free. So
we will be making available at the time of registration and also online shortly before the conference a publication of all of the abstracts of the papers to be presented at the conference. Mm-hmm. And we plan on publishing a selected set of papers after the conference.
Beautiful. And will there be dining for people, or are they just expected to plan on their own?
The out-of-town people, as part of their registration fee, will have dining in Arjiro at the cafeteria. So it's assumed that Fairfield residents have their own dining.
Okay, so they just
do what they usually do.
And will there be any social events, or will if people want to meet some of the out-of-town speakers, they would just go to their talks and meet them afterwards?
There are planned breaks between the sessions, which will provide an opportunity for the community to interact with the Vedic scholars. And in fact, that's one of the most treasured parts of conferences, is when people can talk with each other outside of the sessions and outside of the papers.
And meals do also offer that opportunity. So anyone from Fairfield who would like to buy meal passes at Arjiro and eat at the dining hall there, then they can certainly join the other course participants who would be dining there and have discussions over meals as well.
This is wonderful. This is really, really wonderful. And I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody who's involved is looking forward to it.
I think one of the nicest opportunities is the fact that our faculty and our students and our PhD students have an opportunity to participate in a prestigious academic conference without having to fly, without having to stay in a hotel in some other location. There's a lot of expense that comes into traveling to give a presentation at an academic conference. So the fact that the conference came to us it's a wonderful opportunity, and we're thrilled that we really have really over 40, I think, faculty who are presenting.
And will you be doing publicity, having a press conference or anything like that?
That's a very good idea, and I think we will be.
Okay.
I think we have to thank Rajeshwari Candace Badgett for bringing this conference here. It was really her interaction with the organizers of the WAVES organization that enabled it to happen. And she was invited to be on the board of the World Association of Vedic Studies because of her interaction and the wonderful presentation she made about Prakriti and Purusha, various aspects of the Absolute that perked their interest.
I think it's been a group effort. I think our movement, brilliant movement scholars have been presenting for many years at WAVES, and it's been a group effort to turn their interest in this direction and to really forge this collaboration.
I should mention a couple of things. One, the president of WAVES, Sashi Kedrawal, is just so appreciative that he has already made a substantial donation to the university in the form of computer servers. Mm-hmm. So he's been in touch with Tom Hirsch and his department.
Nice?
Yeah, yeah. Another thing is Peter Scharf was selected.
Your brother.
My brother. was selected as chair for the conference by the WAVES board. It wasn't proposed by us
because
of his international standing. He spends a lot of time in India, where he's very highly regarded. He was a Sanskrit professor at Brown University for 17 years, and then he held a chair at the University of Paris. And he's the founder and president of the Digital Sanskrit Library, which he's connected with a lot of groups and gets funding from the National Endowments for Humanities to reclaim these ancient Sanskrit manuscripts, and they're putting them in digital form. At the very minimal, they photograph them and preserve them because they're decaying. You know, every year they're getting in worse shape. So he's preserving them, and then he's got people who are typing them in Devanagari script, and it's going to be, ideally, it's going to be searchable, you know, by the usual ways scholars can search through documents, and maybe Peter can tell a little more about the Sanskrit
Library.
Will
you be presenting that at the conference?
Yes, I'll be talking about that project at the conference itself. But, you know, I'm going to be talking, the title of my talk is Reorienting Orientalism. You know, the study of the Orient that has taken place in previous centuries was often dominated by a desire to subjugate the knowledge of foreign cultures to the colonialist knowledge. and recent work by people like Rajiv Malhotra and others who take issue with that rightly, often are reacting strongly against it, and they get drawn into a dialogue about colonialist domination. And their work, unbeknownst to them, also distracts attention from the real issues of the content of Vedic knowledge. And my idea is to reorient Orientalism by making it truly, again, the study of the profound knowledge of the Veda. And part of that is to bring attention to the fundamental disciplines of researching manuscripts, making critical editions of texts, mm-hmm. translating them accurately for the public to have access. And this is really the fundamental enterprise of Vedic knowledge, as well as bringing that Vedic knowledge publicly to the world in forms that everyone can understand and use in their daily life, which is what this conference is all about, using Vedic knowledge in the modern world.
That's a beautiful, beautiful theme. It really was a stroke of inspiration to use the theme of the application for this conference, because you see it everywhere in Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
And your ideas, Peter, I think would make a very nice interview at some time later. Maybe even after the conference we could have another interview that sort of sums up how everybody felt about it and go more deeply into,
your
ideas. So I'd like to thank you for talking with me today and talking with our listening community. And again, I'd like to encourage everyone to find out more about the conference. And registration is
Thursday, July 31st, 11 o'clock until 4:30 in Argiro Hall, the lobby area of the Argiro Student Center.
And the website where people can find more information?
www.wavesinternational.net.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you, our listening audience. And we encourage you to come to this conference. It's going to be Vedic science at its highest here. So be sure to join us at that time. Thank you for listening to KHOE World Radio.